All right, so I'm sorry, I'm gonna have to start over again because I accidentally made a recording and I accidentally stopped it on accident. So, as I was saying, I guess I'll start off from the beginning again, so I just have to send one recording, but no, so this week has been great. We've been trying to get to know our new area here in Machol in Florencio Varela. It's sweet. It's a huge area. We're out in the middle of, like, in between where the big city becomes the country, and so we just have a giant area, and like in the far side of our area, we have to like take a bus to get there, and like out in this area, it's just like a bunch of fields. It's super cool, but no, it's been pretty good. We've been passing by like a ton of people trying to find some new investigators and people to teach because, like, we're doing a whitewash, so we're starting off from scratch. It's good though. My comp builder Webster, he's a stud, so he's helping me out a bunch. But yeah, so we've been able to find a couple new investigators. Well, really, one of them is like a new investigator, and then the other three or four are investigators that have been talking to the missionaries like in the past, but then they stopped like taking the lessons because like they so the missionaries were here like almost a year ago, and then they took them out and they didn't ever put new missionaries in, and so it's like just barely we're opening up the area, but well, I guess they had two missionaries to cover the whole area. And so, like, the two missionaries worked more in like their area, not much in our area. So we don't really have like anything from the work of the other missionaries. It's mostly from the missionaries that were here like a year ago. So we're just in that right now, trying to figure out how to get new people to teach, quite frankly, because yeah. Let's see. Anything I want to talk about specifically? Sorry if you hear music in the background. Let's see, what was I saying? But yeah, I've been like more tired this week than I've been like pretty much my whole mission. But it's been good. Maybe I'll like take a little nap if I finish this recording fast enough. No, but we found a couple new investigators. One of them, his name is Bruno. He's like our new investigator. He's a stud. So he, week went past, and he's like, we asked him like, what are you up to? And he's like, oh, I'm building a grill. I'm like, oh, really? He's like, yeah. Oh, okay. How do you do that? And then he's like, do you want to see? And we're like, yeah. So then he just like lets us in. Then we sit down. We start talking a bit. And then we share lesson one with him, and then we get him a baptismal date, which was sweet. It's for the 6th of May. So I'm excited about that. Then we also were able to find a couple families. So there's this one family that like there's like the husband. He's well, like they're not married yet, but he's trying to get his divorce papers to get finished so that he can get married to the person that he's with right now. And he's like 60 something and she's like in her 20s and they have a kid. So yeah, that's pretty cool. They're studs though, so I'm excited to work with them. Other than that, we've passed by a couple like less actives. We found another investigator that he's gonna be leaving for like a month because he's going on vacation up to Well, not on vacation. He needs to go visit his family in another province. I don't know. Province, yeah, it's like would be like a different state. It'd be like going from Utah to like Nebraska to go visit some family. But yeah, he's a stud though, so we're gonna try to keep working with him. Then the other night, last night, we found this guy named Alegre. He's a stud. I hope that we can get him going. we weren't really able to explain a lot because it was kind of like a weird situation. He was like, his whole family was watching the soccer game in the other room, and like, so like we went to a different room, and so like it was kind of, there's like kind of some distractions, and like it was Easter, so it, I don't know, it was different. Oh, and by the way, happy Easter. I don't really know. Here, like, Easter is, like, not even a thing. Like, you think even in the church, like, we didn't even, like, none of the talks were even about Easter. But, whatever. That was cool. So, yeah, and then we went to church. It was good. The Lord's good. I'm excited to work with some of the people. It's kind of tough because, like, it seems kind of like the members just look at us like, oh, missionary work. Oh, that's the missionary's job. Like, they said in one of the lessons we were talking, and they were like, the thing was talking about how we always need to share the gospel. And they're like, yeah, see others? Or something like that. And I was just like, oh, no. We got to help you guys out so that you guys start helping us out. No. No, but it's good. It's just because it's an old ward. And yeah. But apparently, like, before, this ward had, like, 280-something people that would go every Sunday. And, like, they had 100-something families that were, like, receiving help from, like, the bishop's storehouse and stuff. Because we have a bishop's storehouse here in the church. And, like, the church was helping, like, 100 people out of the 280 that came to church. And then they, like, changed, like, bishops. And then from 280 people coming to church, it dropped down to 90. So, yeah, it was kind of rough. But now we're just trying to help people come back because there's a lot of less actives. But yeah, they're just trials that come with stuff. But it's okay. I'm enjoying it. So I was gonna say, I don't really know. It's just kind of like all the days just kind of mixed together. Oh, something cool that happened. So we went, like, on our third day or second day here, we like went out in the morning to go look for some people, and the first person we went to, we like go and knock because they were at like a, they lived in like a panaderia or like a bakery, and so we go and we knock and they're like, we're like, hey, do you know who this guy is? They're like, yeah, that's my dad. Like, why? We're like, oh, cause we are like new in the area. We're like trying to find him and all this stuff. And he's like, oh, okay, well, he's sleeping right now, but maybe you can come by later. And I was like, okay, yeah. And then I just asked him, I was like, so how much are the facturas? Like, how much do they cost? And he's like, no, they're like 60 pesos for a docena. And I was like, oh, okay. I like, we'll have to keep that in mind so we can come back another time. He's like, oh, okay. He's like, do you guys want to try them? And I was like, yeah, sure. I guess I have like some pesos here. He's like, okay. So then he like just fills us up a dozen of just like some awesome facturas. And then he's like, here, this is a gift. Like, just take it. And I was like, what, like, I can pay? He's like, no, just take it, just go. So he just gave us a free dozen of facturas. So that was sweet. I was excited about that. But yeah, other than that, like, we've just been, like, really just working hard to try to figure out, like, where there's potential with old investigators, and members, like part member families, just kind of trying to do like a sweep of the area to try to sort out the potential, you know. But yeah, so let's see, there's something else I wanted to say. I don't remember what I was gonna say, but mostly I'm just tired. I don't know why. My legs are like dying because we walk so much. Because my old area was super small, and so like we would walk like all day long, but we didn't have to like walk as far. And like we would usually just go to like one house and we'd sit down, we'd talk for a little bit, and then we'd go and walk to the other house. But now I'm just like walking just like all day, it seems like, because we're just trying to like find stuff. But it's okay, I'll get used to it. I'm already getting used to it. Like, it hurt worse like at the beginning of the transfer, but yeah, my other, so there's four missionaries here, which is sweet. Other Bills, other Nienhuser, other Webster, and me. And other Bills, he came with me. We started the mission at the same time. We met each other in the airport. It was cool. Then other Nienhuser, this is his first, well, his second transfer in the mission. And he's a stud. He's from Chile. So that's cool. And then other Webster, he's from Northern California, from Fairfield, California, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, they're studs. Do you want to say hi? I'm going to send this to my family. Yeah? No? But yeah, sorry if I sound like wasted, but I'm gonna be, I just need to take a nap and just not do anything for the rest of the day. No, I'm just kidding. I was gonna say something else that happened. Man, it's weird. It's just like the days just kind of like start blending together. Like, I don't know. I've just like gotten so used to the routine that it's just like I go, I like wake up at 6:30, go do some push-ups, some sit-ups, go put some water on the stove, drink some mate, study, plan, leave, go work all morning, go lunch. Come back, study for a bit, then go out and work, come back at night, sit down, drink like a hot chocolate or something, and go to bed. But it's kind of good, like, it's nice, like, being at that point in the mission where, like, you're just kind of in the routine, like, you don't have to, like, really adjust yourself to anything. I mean, like, I guess I've been trying to get adjusted to, like, how this area is, how the people are, and but yeah, because this area, so a lot of the people that live in this area are like people that go and like work in factories and stuff, and it's not like La Plata. Like, La Plata is more like businesses and colleges and stuff, and so like it's more of like not upper class, but like more of the people that are in those kinds of situations. And then here it's more just like physical labor and stuff, and so it's not like the people are like super like humble or anything, but they're like a little bit more on like the, like there's a lot of people here that like didn't finish high school and stuff, so, but it's good. Like, I love just like getting to know people, because we've met some just super awesome people, like some super super nice people, because like a lot of the people here, they're just like, oh yeah, like, what are you guys doing? Oh, that's cool. Like, I'm Catholic, but I like listening to people and what they think about stuff. So it's good. I've been enjoying that part of it. Luckily, like, our whole mission, like, Argentina is just pretty open to like God. Like, you can just be talking to somebody and just be like, so do you believe in God? And they'll be like, yeah, yeah, I believe in God. And they're like, oh, cool. Like, and then you just start going off about it. Like, I feel like it'd be kind of tough in like other places where like you bring up that, like, even the word God, and then like they don't want to talk to you anymore. Like, that would, for me, I think that would be kind of a pain in the butt, but yeah, so that's cool. Oh man, on my way over to my area here, we were coming on the bus because we had to take a bus from La Plata up to Quilmes. And we were coming on the freeway, and we took the exit, and we, like, came off the freeway. And as we were coming up, there was, like, a tow truck. And on the back, there was like this old, like not vintage, but like an older style.